What can a highly specific, kind of boring government form from the Western Cape teach you about the psychology of human conflict? Today, we are doing a deep dive into Annexure FI from the Department of Human Settlements.
Yeah, it actually even has their call center number stamped right on it. 086-010-6166.
Exactly. And the mission today is to see what the simple unilateral changes to agreement form reveals about, the true anatomy of property disputes between tenants and landlords.
Right, because these bureaucratic documents are essentially maps of where human relationships just completely break down.
Okay, let's unpack this. Setting the temperature right at the start is smart. The drafters included a crucial check asking if parties are willing to use tribunal facilitation.
Yeah, they're basically asking, can an official mediator help us sort this out before we go to full-blown war?
Right. But what really stands out to me is the government's absolute obsession with the middleman here.
Oh, for sure. The form spends a massive amount of energy interrogating the role of the property agent.
Like asking for the agency, the principal, and whether they actually had a written mandate from the owner, right? It feels like a tenant-landlord dispute form shouldn't care about the agent's relationship with the owner.
Well, that focus isn't an accident. The document forces the user to write down the verbal terms of the agreement, according to the agent, and then separately, according to the landlord.
Which basically sets up a terrible game of telephone. I mean, looking at this, if there's no written mandate, is the government assuming the landlord never actually authorized the change to begin with?
What's fascinating here is that you've hit on the exact mechanism of the dispute. The form recognized that a lot of these sudden unilateral changes aren't malicious acts by some greedy landlord.
No, they're not.
No, they often stem from incredibly vague verbal instructions given to the property manager.
So an agent might genuinely believe they have the authority to, like, hike up a deposit.
Exactly, while the owner has absolutely no idea it's even happening.
So the friction doesn't always start with the lease itself. It starts with the unwritten assumptions between the owner and the person actually managing the property.
Yeah, and once you realize the root is ambiguity, the form's next move makes perfect sense. Instead of letting people vaguely complain that, well, they changed the rules.
It zeroes in on the exact goalposts that were moved.
Yes, it forces the complainant to identify the specific mechanism of the change, like rental periods, amounts, maintenance duties, and the exact rationale given.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Immediately after forcing you to articulate why the terms were changed, the form asks you to write down what you think would be a reasonable solution.
Which is brilliant. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's a piece of psychological de-escalation engineered by a bureaucracy.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, think about the last time you were furious at a service provider. If someone forced you to write down your ideal, actionable solution before you were allowed to finish venting, how would that change your tone?
Oh, totally. It would force you to hit the brakes on the emotional spiral and actually figure out a fix. You can't just be angry.
Right, you have to do the math on a compromise. It transitions you from being a passive victim of a broken promise into an active participant in finding a remedy. The government is basically using paperwork to shift the mindset from raw conflict into problem-solving.
So what does this all mean? For me, seeing how much a formal dispute process has to untangle these unwritten verbal assumptions is a glaring
A
reminder.
reminder that written boundaries are essential.
Exactly. Whether that's a mandate with an agent or a lease with a tenant, they are your ultimate defense against sudden shifts. Documentation protects relationships.
It does raise an important question, though. If a formal legal process relies so heavily on parsing out these vague, unspoken promises.
How many of your own daily professional or personal agreements are resting on fragile assumptions?
Right, like how many informal handshakes in your life are just waiting to be unilaterally changed tomorrow, simply because you never bothered to write down the specifics?
Definitely something for you to chew on the next time you agree to a massive project over a quick cup of coffee.